Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, happy Saturday, and welcome to the first installment of The Working Wife with me, your host, Myro Simpson. For those of you who know me, sit back, relax. This is going to be a really great session. We're going to talk about setting and keeping our priorities straight. For those of you who this is your first time interacting with me, welcome. I hope you enjoy what you hear. And I'm hopeful that you'll tune in every Saturday morning, 9:30 Central, to get a little bit more insight into this thing called life and marriage and being a woman, a wife, a mother, a career person, any and everything that can help you move your life forward. Today, what I want us to talk about is setting and keeping our priorities straight. For anyone who knows me or has interacted with me or the Working Wife brand for any length of time, you know that my mantra is God, spouse, children, career, in that order. Now, I'm finding that there are a lot of people who agree, and there are probably just as many people who don't. And I want to make it extremely clear to you that these are my priorities. I am not trying to force them on anyone. What I want you to take away from today's show is that, one, it is important to know what your priorities are. Two, it's important to know in what order they fall. Three, it's important to know and understand the consequences for when your priorities are out of line, because they can have some significant impacts to your life and to those who are around you. Now, for me, starting with putting God first, when I don't put God first, when I'm trying to do things on my own or when I'm more focused on what someone else is doing or what I think I should be doing versus taking the time to step back and really figure out or listen to what it is God would have me to do, things are just completely out of line. I find that my life tends to be in nearly complete disarray. My relationship with my husband gets off track. My kids think I'm the mummy from the place of doom. And my employer can even look at me sideways because I can get my shoulders or my butt up on my shoulders every now and then when things are not in order. Also, when my priorities are not straight, it takes a toll on me personally. I'm more stressed. I'm worried about things that I normally wouldn't be, and I'm not a really happy person. I'm not a pleasant person to be around. And so it has taken me a lot of years to get to a place of understanding what my priorities are, why they're important, and the consequences of them being out of line. So I had to make a decision that I was going to set them, stick with them, and understand how I need to do that. I keep my priorities straight by waking up with God every morning, so it may not necessarily be a full-blown Bible study or a 30-minute prayer, but I do like to take the time before getting out of bed to at least say thank you. I use YouVersion Bible app and use some of the study plans that they have out there. And these are just ways that it helps me to stay on track with my first priority, which is building my relationship with God, because as a Christian, it is important for me to make sure that I am doing what he has instructed of me, first as a person, second as a wife, and then as a mother. My next priority is my husband. And this is where sometimes people give the side eye and a lot of debate will come up, especially for those of us who have children, because people believe that the children should come next. They're dependent on us. They need us for most things. And so how is it that you're going to put a grown, able-bodied person before the children? Let me explain. I'm not saying that you neglect the children's needs. I'm not saying that if there's only enough food for two people and there's three people that the husband is going to eat and one of the kids will go hungry. That's not what this is about. What this says is I'm going to make sure that I am meeting the needs of my husband and that I'm going to make sure that I don't allow the children to come in between the relationship that my husband and I are building, because one day the children will leave and it will just be the two of us. And when it's just the two of us, I don't want to look over at this amazing man who's sitting across from me and have a thought in my head of, who is this person? I don't know him. I'm not quite sure how it is we made it this far. And that can happen when the children get so consumed with the kids that we forget it is important and necessary for us to nourish the relationship that we have with our spouse. So, again, this isn't about treating the children bad, leaving them out in the cold, having them starve, not buying shoes and clothing for them. But it's about understanding the importance of building and maintaining and growing and nurturing the relationship that you have with your spouse. So then we have our children. And with the kids, I've seen at times where people will either intentionally or not put other things or other people before their children. For example, in an attempt not to offend someone, I've seen people who will put their children down in front of other people or who will dismiss what their child said because they don't want to offend someone else or they don't want to damage a relationship that they have with someone else. And so to that I say, don't expect that from me. I am very clear on the fact that with my children, I'm responsible for them. God gave them to me and made me responsible for them. So what that says to me is if that means hurting your feelings or if that means having to disappoint you in order to best meet the needs of my children, that is what will happen because they become my next priority behind God and my husband. So it is my responsibility to make sure that my children are being taught good, wholesome values, that they are growing up and understanding what it means to be productive citizens, that they know how to respect people, that they understand consequences of their actions. It's also my responsibility to love them, to show them how to love, to be there for them. And so what that means is there may be some people who I offend or some people who don't quite understand why it is that I've made a decision not to do something with or for them because the needs of my children come first. So we want to make sure that our children know we love them, feel loved, and that we are doing our part to raise productive citizens. And don't get me started on non-productive citizens because that's a whole nother show, a whole nother time, and I could go on and on about that, so we're just going to keep it moving. Now, in my priorities here, next for me comes the career. And I've had the question of, well, what about your mom, and what about your sister, and what about your niece and nephews, and what about your friends and family? And in my home and for me, the things that have a direct and significant impact to those who live under the roof at 2728, those are where the priorities start. So it doesn't mean that I don't care for, don't love, am not interested in our extended families, but what I'm trying to say is the things that directly impact my household are where my priorities start. Those are my top priorities. And so the fact that I work outside of the home is a decision that my husband and I have made together, and based on that, there are decisions and things that we do and have made for our household. And so if I'm not keeping the appropriate focus on my career and I end up being terminated outside of something like a downsizing or a layoff, but if I'm not focusing on what I'm supposed to do and I get terminated for not doing my job, that's going to negatively impact our home. It's going to upset the financial planning and budgeting that we have. It's going to upset the dynamics within our home. It's going to create stress between and for my husband and me, which will ultimately also end up having an impact on our children and our household altogether. So my career is the fourth priority for me because I understand the impact of the decision of me working outside of the home, the impact it has to our home overall. Now, my tagline there, God, spouse, children, career, in that order. That is how they fall. So if there is something that is not right, not going well, I need to take a look at where does that fall in my priorities. And so if any of the three, spouse, children, or career, begins to have a negative impact on the relationship with God, or if any of those three are requiring me to do something that is outside of God's law, we're going to have to take a step back, and we're going to have to figure out what's the appropriate and best action, how do we course correct, or is it something that just doesn't happen at all? And I go down the line with that. When it comes to my husband, if there's something with the children or the job that is having a negative impact on me being able to make sure that I'm meeting his needs and that he is a top priority for me, I've got to take a step back and potentially reorganize some things, make some different decisions, do things differently. So understanding and knowing what the priorities are is very important. Just as important is making sure that we know the order. So what's most important? You have to put them in order. It doesn't mean that sometimes the order won't get mixed up and that something may not take precedent over another, but you have to make sure that those priorities don't get out of line for an extended period of time where they begin to have a negative impact on the total dynamics of your family. So for me, I made a decision to do and be better. It's a continuous journey. I don't always get it right. I have to stay prayerful. I have to pray to keep the order right. I have to pray to keep an open mind to feedback that may come from either those in my home, my husband or my children, or those outside of my home. But ultimately, I know that I want what's best for my family. And what is best is my role keeping her understanding and knowing what my priorities are, keeping them straight and understanding the consequences for them not being in order. So what I would challenge you to do, we're going to come to the part of the show that I have affectionately decided to call putting on my big girl panties. And so what is required of me, of you, in putting on our big girl panties? One, do you even know what your priorities are? If someone were to ask you, what are the top three, four, five priorities in your life, can you tell them without having to get that faraway look of searching and racking your brain? So you need to get real clear on what are your priorities. I encourage you to make a list of your top priorities, no more than five, because there's only so much juggling that we can do and so many top priorities that you can have because there's only so much time in a day and only so much of you to be able to go around. So you want to make sure that you make a list of your top priorities. Next, you want to put them in order of importance to you. We know what's important to me: God, spouse, children, career, in that order. And so that may not be the same for you. You either A, may not be married. You may not have children. You may not be working at this time. You may not find that a relationship with God or whichever religious entity that you choose to associate with, you may not find that that's really a priority for you. I'm not judging. It's not my place. All I'm saying is identify what your priorities are, and then you have to make sure that you put them in order of importance to you. Now, write this stuff down. Don't just do it all in your head, because for those of us who have been here for a while, had a couple of children, approaching or over the 40 mark, memories aren't what they used to be, and if you don't write things down, typically they didn't happen. So make sure you're writing this down, put them in order, and then I want you to also note, what are the consequences for you when your priorities are out of order? I've shared with you that for me, the consequences are my relationship with God. If it's not on track, then everything else starts to fall to pieces. The relationship with my husband gets off track when I'm not keeping God first, because I'm thinking from a human standpoint versus a Christian spiritual standpoint. And so that can cause problems. The relationship with my children can be extremely tense for them when my priorities are out of whack. I could potentially put my career in jeopardy when my priorities are not in line. So I understand the consequences for me and for those in my household when my priorities are out of order. So I do my best to try and keep them in order at least, I don't know, let's say 85% of the time. I'm getting there. If 85 is much better than 50%, which is much better than 30, so will they ever stay in order 100% of the time? No. It's not going to happen, and that's just due to human nature. So recapping, we want to set and keep our priorities straight. We do that by identifying what are our top priorities, no more than five, and then you want to make sure that you put them in an order of importance for you. No one can tell you what that is. You have to make that decision. And then you also want to make sure that you write down what are the consequences for when your priorities get out of order. And when you recognize that they're out of order, making sure that you get back on track in whatever method or way you believe is going to work best for you. So that's what I have for today. I want you to know that I'm not necessarily someone who's going to talk and try to fill space for the entire 30-minute segment. I'm really about quality, and so I will talk until the message is out there, and I believe that I've made as clear as I can the point that I'm trying to get across. And so for today, I want you to set and keep your priorities straight. I would love to interact with you online or offline. I can be found on the web at theworkingwife.com. I can also be found on Facebook as The Working Wife, as well as on Twitter. And I encourage you to check out the listing for the Bridal Tribe Marriage Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We have some excellent shows with some amazing husbands and wives to be, sharing some really great wisdom about this thing called marriage and life. Thank you for your time. Again, I am The Working Wife, Myro Simpson, and I look forward to seeing you back here again next Saturday, 9:30 Central. Thanks.